Hello, everybody. Bert and Joni here with a DID coffee talk, but actually we don't have any coffee because we're on an errand. We're at our friend's house trying to help them out. And, you know, as we were making this trip, it just reminded me of something in terms of, like, you know, what can you do, you know, or what's in your hand? What's in your hand, Joni?
Well, I've got flies here, but I've got a key too.
Okay. So, you know, as we think about being a community and being a Christ-centered community, sometimes we wonder, you know, how can I do that? Or, you know, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And so today, what was it that we could do?
Well, one of our teammates had to leave or on a scheduled trip and suddenly realized, oops, they forgot to clear out some of the goods in their refrigerator, and it's going to be weeks before they get back.
Yeah, and so they got in touch with us, so we decided to come over and try to help them out and clear the stuff out of their refrigerator. Actually, we're having some trouble getting into the house, but that's what we're trying to do. And in terms of being a Christ-centered community and what can we actually do to be that community, then I think it's like when God asked Moses in Exodus chapter 4, what's in your hand? And, you know, Moses told him what was in his hand, and then God said to use it, you know. And in this case, it's more like, you know, what can you do? Mm-hmm. And in this case, what we could do is help out our teammates with something practical. So I think maybe not looking too far ahead, we can just ask, well, Lord, what can I do? What can I do for my teammates? Mm-hmm. What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is so encouraging. The Lord doesn't ask what we can't do. He says, what can you do? What have I already put in your hand? May the Lord show you today what he's put in your hand, what you can do today, and then he'll show you the next thing.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.